Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Outdoor Connection. My guest this morning is Julie Geiser with the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission, Public Information Officer. Should say Public Enemy Number One, like they used to do on the old FBI shows. But good morning, Julie. How you doing?
Great. How are you?
And just to remind people, your call sign is MOG, M-O-G, Madam Outdoor Goddess.
Been out in the wild for a long time.
That's right. We got some cool stuff coming up here pretty quick, one of which is tomorrow.
Yes.
You want to lead into that?
Absolutely. So a big project happened out at Lake Maloney's Kansas Point.
The inlet, for those people that don't know Kansas Point.
Yep, on the west side. Huge angler access project.
It is. You know, you hear people say things like it's 1,000% improvement. I don't know if I can give it a number.
Right.
It is just awesome what was done in there.
Yep. And with the help from Game and Parks, the aquatic habitat funding, so anglers actually, their money
right
goes towards improving this. And then NPPD, Nebraska Public Power District, they kicked in the engineering, which would have cost a lot of money.
Right.
They provided a lot of the riprap that went in there, so that saved a lot of money as well. So it was a great partnership just to kind of make this come to fruition.
It was. And off the air we were talking about everything just fell together at the right time. The lead engineer on that project for MPPD was Chris Lemke. He had previously worked with the Game and Parks, so he kind of had that mindset.
Yes.
But NPPD has to work under the regulations of what is known as FERC, Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. And part of the FERC requirements say that their FERC projects have to have some type of benefit to the public. So that was the key to get it in.
Right.
And Chris Lemke is a fisherman, is an outdoorsman. He knows what goes in there. The work needed to be done for bank stabilization and stuff like that, but he went the extra mile. And one of the biggest things I saw is, you know, the canal used to be good and the fishing was good, but access to the water was not the best because you had to walk on the rocks and all like that.
And it was kind of steep in places and just didn't really allow for a ton of people. I mean, it's shoulder to shoulder out there sometimes.
And now we have like a quarter mile concrete sidewalk, all ADA accessible.
Yep. It's got rock shoals going out that'll provide some good fish habitat. Yeah,
people won't see that because they're now underwater.
Right. They're underwater now.
But if you go and look at the wall right by the walkway, there's little fish symbols. And that indicates where those rock shoals are.
Yep. Which is perfect, you know, because the way that water swirls in there, the thought is that those will help congregate, you know, some of the species of fish.
So. I've already seen it working.
Good. Very good.
When they were refilling the lake earlier this spring, I was out there one day and there were some people. It technically wasn't open yet, but there were people fishing there.
You build it, they will come, right?
They were fishing right behind those jetties or shoals. And I was watching them catch walleye right there. And it's like, it works.
Yep, and it's all ADA accessible, so American with Disabilities Act. Perfect for people in wheelchairs, you know, people like me with bad knees that don't want to go down the steep banks. It's got stairs, it's got ramps, it's got an ADA parking area. It's got all that new lighting in there.
Yeah, the new lighting. From the parking area, you can go around toward the inlet itself, and there's a brand new dock, fishing dock was built.
Yep, right on the spillway there.
Right on the spillway.
Yep.
Very reminiscent of the docks that were put out at Iron Horse Lake.
Iron Horse, yep.
And that has become a great place to do.
And by the way, there's like 4,000 12-inch trout that we just stocked in Iron Horse this month. So go catch some trout. I had Maywood.
Maybe I do have something to do this weekend.
Maywood Schools was just there fishing and they caught some really nice trout.
Very good.
Yep, people need to go catch those trout. They'll be good eating fish.
Need to get with you, and I'll bring my Tenkara rod, my real Tenkara rod.
Yeah.
That's like an ultimate wet noodle fly rod. It just, you know, a 12-inch trout is going to feel like a tarpon.
Right.
On the end of that thing.
It's going to give a pretty good fight.
So, and then beyond that, the next thing, big thing on the agenda from the game and parks is we've got the free park, free fishing day, free park entry, free fishing day
yes.
coming up.
Yes, we do. And that's on the 17th. So with that, you can, any park throughout the state, you can fish anywhere throughout the state without a permit. You can get into any park without the park permit. Camping fees and such still apply.
Right, if you want to camp or
yep,
do
size limits on fish still apply. But at least it, you know, if you don't know if you want to buy that park permit for the year, which averages out to what, almost $3 a month?
Something like that, yeah.
It's not much.
It's cheap entertainment.
Yes.
I missed something on the event we're having tomorrow. And fishing triggered it.
Yes.
But it will also be a community fishing night.
Yes. So at Kansas Point tomorrow night, Saturday, NPPD and Game and Parks is hosting a community fishing night where anybody from the public can come, all ages, all skill levels. You're welcome to come out. We will have two fishing trailers out there with all the rods, reels, bait, all that good stuff. So if you don't have a rod and reel, or if you just want to bring your kids out fishing,
yes. Got boner equipment available, yeah.
So come on out and try fishing. It'll be a good time. We're going to have a few other activities out there. We are going to have a s'mores pit. With the fire ban, we can only have, like, propane.
How are you going to do s'mores yeah. with the fire
We've
ban?
Got a propane bill. You grill. You can still use, like, your propane stoves.
Solar-powered s'mores.
Right. We could do that. It might take a while, because
We ought to do that. Yeah. That would be a good BOW section, because I have been collecting solar cookers now. I've got three of them.
Right.
And I can boil water. I mean, I can get them
That's
hot.
Good. That's good. So, it's going to be difficult to boil water or do s'mores, because the event's from 6 to 8 tomorrow night. So we might not have the
solar
ultimate
insulins yeah. to do that.
We might not have as much heat as we need from 6 to 8. But, yeah, come on out to Lake Maloney and try some fishing and check out the new fishing access.
So
and
the fishing access is the big part of the project that I like because
right.
it is such an improvement. Going to be so much better for people, for everybody, but
yes.
particularly those with any mobility issues.
Yes.
It is going to be phenomenal.
Yeah.
I've been talking to a couple friends that we are planning on doing a bring your lawn chair and sit there most of the night, if not all night, and fish right there.
That sounds like a good bobber, sit back in your chair,
yeah.
fishing time.
Old dude fishing.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to do that. So, back to Free Park Free Entry Day. That's going to be the 17th?
17th,
okay.
Yep. It's a Saturday, so and it's
gonna,
all across the state.
Are you going to have a big thing out at Maloney like we've had in the past?
Not this year, no.
Okay.
No, we're not. We might do something around July-ish on the holiday.
Okay.
Not sure yet.
Got to have Stan come back and cook carp.
I know. Oh, we are doing Carparama in July.
There you go.
That'll be the last Saturday in July we'll have Carparama, so...
Very
I
good.
Believe that's the 29th, so.
All right. What else can we talk about?
Oh, goodness
sakes. Got bird month coming
yes.
up, right?
Yes. May is migratory bird month. So, you know, I'm kind of a bird nerd, so I have been out a little bit.
You're a class. There's five classes in my mind. You're about a class 3.5, Bonnie Edwards is a class 5.
Oh, she's not even a 5. Bonnie, if you're listening, you know you're like
she's
on
like
the top
guru.
Of the scale. There isn't even a number for Bonnie. She's probably out birding right now as we
I'm
speak.
Sure.
So.
I get a kick out of that. Here, a couple years ago, I found an Arctic owl, snowy owl.
Right.
That was, at the time I saw it, it was perched on the lights above exit 179. And then I got another picture of it. It was on the Methodist Church, the roof of the Methodist Church. And Bonnie was probably put 200 miles on her vehicle running around trying to find it.
Yep. We finally did get pictures of him, though. But, yeah, and right now is, you know, the birds are migrating. Songbirds, shorebirds,
right.
Pelicans. There's just tons and tons of birds. And they're in wetland areas. They're at I-80 lakes. They're at our reservoirs. So, basically, wherever you want to travel, you're going to find some sort of birds.
Okay, bird nerd. What's your favorite bird?
Oh.
That's going to be a hard question.
Oh, favorite. Can I have like a seasonal favorite?
Sure, why not?
Gosh, you know, I don't really know if I have a favorite.
In the spring, it's got to be cranes.
Yeah, we actually had a common crane here this year that was, it was pretty fabulous. Actually, I think we had, don't have an exact count, could have been 3 to 5 common cranes
okay.
in the area. So that's a lot of common cranes. That's very uncommon since they're, you know, a European bird, not
right.
a Eurasia bird, not a United States bird.
And
so.
I know we had some whooping cranes move through.
Yep, we always have whooping cranes move through.
I had a friend that was coming in from Maxwell one morning, and he called me and he said he was just east of the airport, and he said there were 3 hoopers flying northwest. They were headed out into the meadows over there. And he's enough of an outdoorsman that I know he can tell a whooping crane
right.
from a storker.
Right. Yeah. Well, and sometimes, you know, when the sandhills crane is in the right type of light, they do look rather white. And then we get leucistic sandhill cranes that are white, but they're not
autistic.
Yeah, leucistic. They're not anything like a whooping crane. They're not as big. They're not pure white like the hoopers.
Yeah, I've had a chance to see the whooping cranes that were mixed in with the sandhill cranes, and it's quite obvious. Not
yes.
only the color, but they are quite a bit taller,
they're
quite a bit bigger.
A lot bigger, yep. But one thing about, you know, getting outside and just traveling around and going down back roads looking for birds or wildlife, it's kind of relaxing, and it, you know, gives people something to do. We also have what's called our Nebraska Birding Bowl going on this month,
mm-hmm.
Which is kind of a citizen science program, if you will.
Is that something through Cornell University? They do a lot of those citizen science.
Right. This is actually one that we do here, but I think all the data that we receive goes to other places as well.
Okay.
But that's the entire month, you know, of May as well. So you can do birding like a group or a family, or you can go solo, whatever you want to do. But you can sign up on the Game and Parks webpage and have a chance at winning some prizes.
Cool. On that note, we're going to take a commercial break, but we got more to talk about when you get back. So stay with us, folks. We'll be right back after these messages. Welcome back, everybody. We're talking with Julie Geiser this morning, Public Information Officer with the Nebraska Game and Parks Commission. And May is just all kinds of stuff happening. We talked about the I guess grand opening, if we want to call it, out at all the new projects and stuff that's been done out at the inlet of Lake Maloney, and that's a big thing tomorrow night, along with a community fishing night.
Yes, community fishing night tomorrow night, 6 to 8.
And then we touched on free park entry, free fishing day, which is the 17th. And we were talking about birds just before we went to break, and Game and Parks has a birding website too, correct?
We do, which will tie in to people that want to join the Birding Bowl. So you can sign up on our our website at Game and Parks. It's outdoornebraska.gov and search Birding Bowl, and it'll take you to the login place where you can sign up. There's different levels. There's like entry level if you're a beginning birder or want to get started in it, clear up to those kind of professional bird nerds. So we've got all different levels of birders that can help. And like I said, your information and how many birds you see usually helps out biologists, so they can kind of get a head count and kind of know what birds are where.
Now, with the website, when you see a bird and stuff like that, you can log it in on the website?
Yes, you can log it in on your phone. They're going to use like the eBird app, which is a really good app to log what birds you've seen and kind of where you've seen them at. But if you don't know where to go birding, the cool thing is we have a Nebraska birding website, which is also pretty cool. You can go to it at birdtrail.outdoornebraska.gov. It gives you every place across the state where you can go birding, where you can find different types of birds, which species of birds. I think it gives us like 80 different locations that offer birding opportunities, which is pretty cool because it's got observations, trails, just lots of different places where you can hike and go explore, take your binoculars, take your camera if you want to. So it's just a really good website to know where to go birding if you don't have a location in mind that you want to go to.
Now, you had a great segue there when you said bird species. So where do you go to figure out what you're looking at? If you see a bird and you're going, I don't know what that is. How do you find that?
So there's an app called Merlin that you can download onto your phone, and it's a really cool app. It will actually, you can push a record button, and it will listen to all the bird sounds around you and tell you which bird it is. It actually identifies
them.
And for the most part, it's pretty accurate. So if you don't know what the bird is and it's chirping or whatever, you can sound ID it, or you can actually take a photo of it and submit that photo, and it's usually pretty accurate as well.
I have talked with people that said you can just take a picture of it and your phone will tell you what kind of bird it is.
Yes.
I was wondering if that was that was the right app.
And there's a lot of other apps that'll do that as well, but Merlin's pretty good. And then I use like the Audubon app for identifying bird species, because it'll walk you through, was it a small bird? Was it a large bird? What color was it? And then it'll help you identify from there as well. So
I think I've seen that one too, because it's like type of beak, color of beak,
yes.
color of legs,
yes.
all that stuff.
Yep.
Also on the subject of birds, we've got just about a month left in the spring turkey season.
Yes, spring turkey. I just saw, oh goodness, probably a flock of about 20 along the highway this morning.
They're doing much better.
They're doing better. You know, I think after the good wet kind of year we had last year kind of helped that habitat growth, and I think the hens had a lot better nesting season. Habitat is key for wildlife.
Yes.
I mean, it just really is.
Have you got your turkey yet?
I have shot a lot of turkeys with my camera this year. That's probably about all I'm going to do.
I've got two tags yet to fill, but I spent, opening week, I spent in camp. We did that outdoor writers camp again.
Yeah.
Had four outdoor writers from other parts of the country come in and taught them how to hunt out on the prairie.
Right.
All public ground,
That's perfect.
And everybody got a bird.
Good.
So they'll go home and write good things about Nebraska.
Awesome.
I'm thinking of bringing out my shadow shield for my my hunt.
Yeah.
And Andy's looking at me going,
What is a shadow shield?
The thing is almost the size of the door, and it's basically a big mirror walk behind.
I got to get one of those. I've wanted one of those for years.
Tilt it just a little forward, so whatever you're on is what you look like. If I'm on grass, it's grass.
Just
if I'm on
asphalt, it reflects right back into it.
And I have walked up to within 20 feet of turkeys. I've done about the same with deer. Thing is amazing.
Yes.
I do not think the company is in business anymore. So I had also had thought for years that it is so effective that had it cost less and more people could have got a hold of them, I think the game in part might have banned them because they were they were so effective.
Yeah.
But I think that you may see a story about me shadow shielding a bird.
they're neat. Well, so much for getting one, huh? If they're not in business anymore.
Somebody has to make a similar type thing.
Right.
So anything else, Julie? We're about to wrap up.
You know, all I can say is come join us tomorrow night at Lake Maloney at the Inlet. Free event. You do need a permit if you're 16 and older and wish to fish. You can buy those online or head on out to the Game and Parks office.
Okay. See Karen.
Yep, see Karen. Go see Karen.
Karen or Lynn will take care of you.
Either one of them will get you going. But yeah, it should be a really fun event. Like I said, you can, everybody's invited. Doesn't matter your experience. We'll have plenty of staff there to help you if you're a newbie to fishing and want to learn how to do it. We'll
always
be baiting hooks and undoing snags. And
family fishing night, community fishing night, I always think about one that we did out at Birdwood Lake. And your granddaughters were with you.
Yep.
And Weldon and I were trying to convince your youngest granddaughter that she could catch more fish if you kept her worms warm, and you kept them warm by keeping them in your mouth.
That was a good one.
But
and she has to name them
all.
They both named them all. So, yep.
Can't use Herkimer.
Right. Yep.
Anyway, thank you again for coming on this morning. And you're going to be busy for the rest of the month.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy month. But it's always fun.
It is.
Get outside. It's time well spent.
It is. Yeah, it is. Thank you again, Julie. That's it for this week, folks. We'll see you next time on another edition of the Outdoor Connection.